Shabbos Perek Beis Mishnah Gimel 2-3. The Mishnah says Kol Yotze Min Eitz Emed Likembo. You may not use any tree product or tree derivative as your wick because none of that material burns very well. With the exception, says the Mishnah, of Ela Pishtan, with the exception of flax. Now the truth is, as I explained in the first Mishnah of the Perek, flax is like a small plant. It's like less than a meter tall. It's like, and you extract the fibers out of the flax to make linen. It's not a tree. However, the Mishnah goes out of its way to say that tree products are disallowed except for flax, because the Pasuk, when it talks about, back in Sefer Yeshua, hiding on Rachel's roof, it says that she hid them amongst the, and I can't translate exactly, but I'll say the word that it says. The Pasuk says, V'timantem b'pishtei ha'etz. She hid them amongst the flax stalks, but eitz means tree, like the flax trees. And even though it uses the word as if they're trees, but no, they're not trees. And even if there are trees, those are one kind of eitz, one kind of tree, if you will, or wood that you could use. You could weave it into that we saw before in the first Mishnah that if it's uncarded, we said that the choson, the like the before you've combed it and made it all go one direction, you should not use that as a wick because it doesn't burn well. But if you do indeed card it into straight lines, and then you weave it together, it makes a great wick, so it's no problem. Speaking of which, says the Mishnah, when it comes to restrictions that don't apply to any other type of tree, if you will, besides for flax, so it says, V'chol ha'yotze min ha'etz, all tree products, eina mitamei, tumas ohalim, ela pishtan. This means, the words mean that all tree products that serve as an ohel, an overhang, which normally is something which can be a conduit to pass tuma from a corpse, from or a significant portion of a corpse, to everything that is under that ohel, under that overhang. So the normal rule is that if the ohel is structural, so then the overhang does not itself become tummy. Everything under the overhang does become tummy, but the overhang itself, that ohel, remains tahor. And here the Mishnah is saying that's true for any wooden type overhang, which is serving as, you know, structural as opposed to a kli, but exception being linen. If you have a linen cloth serving as your overhang, based on the fact the Pasuk says that everything underneath the oil becomes tummy, but later on it specifies that you have to spritz the mechatas, the para aduma water, on the Mishkan's covering itself. It comes to teach you that normally the overhang, the ohel, does not become tame, but in the case of where it's made out of linen, pishtan, so then it does become tame and needs to be, you know, purified with the same process other things do, and being spritzed on day 3 and day 7, etc., with the mechatas. So the Mishnah says inside, again, I'll read this word one more time, v'chol ha'yotze min ha'etz, all wood products, and then it comes from a tree, eino mitame. Now, it's, since it's a chirik, the one dot under the mem, it's like a nifal. It means become tame. Mit tame, it doesn't become tame. Tumas ohelim, with the kind of tuma that one receives as functioning as an ohel, as an overhang. Ela fishtan, with the exception of pishtan, if the overhang is a linen tent cover, so then the linen itself becomes tame as well as everything beneath the linen from overhanging a corpse or significant portion thereof. And one more point here, in the Mishnah, which is psilas. Let me say this outside. Let me say a hakdama quickly. For something to become tame, it needs to be either a person, food, or drink, or a kli. A kli is a utensil. If it doesn't meet one of those four criteria, so then it simply is not susceptible to tuma. So something like a pine cone, which isn't food or drink or a person or a kli, just simply is not makabel tuma, or a rock or something. So now, in general, when it comes to an off-cut of fabric, if it's too small, it's functionless, doesn't have no real use, it's garbage as an off-cut, therefore its model will be a pine cone or a rock, it's just not makabel tuma. However, if you have fabric which is large enough to function as something and you'd save it, so then it is, yes, makabel tuma as a kli, as a utensil. So if you have a linen or wool piece of fabric which is 3x3 etzba'ot, 3x3 fingers wide, so you're talking, I don't know what it is, you know, 2 or 3 inches, less than 3 inches even on a side. Since that would function as a patch for clothing, just fine. So people wouldn't throw it away. They would save it. And that being the case, it's considered a kli, a utensil, which is yes, makabel tuma. So anything less than three etzibos on the side is an offcut and garbage and not makabel tuma. But if it's 3x3, low linen piece of fabric, that's considered to be yes, a kli. So our Mishnah is talking about a piece of fabric, which is exactly 3x3. Now, if let's say you have a new point here for the introduction. If let's say you have a chair, so a chair is not muktzah, of course, on Shabbos and Yom Tov. You can move it around because it's a kli. Muktzah I'm talking about here, not tuma. If someone sits in the chair and breaks it into a bunch of pieces of wood, so even though that wood could be used as firewood, and even though let's say it's a Yom Tov, and therefore firewood you could move on Yom Tov because you can make a fire on Yom Tov for various purposes, nevertheless, this firewood that came from that broken chair on this Yom Tov is muktzah because it's called nolad. It's newly created, newly born. Nolad means newly born something, meaning it used to be a chair, and now it's a new thing. It's firewood. And that being the case, if you create something new on Yom Tov, nolad, that thing remains muktzah throughout the whole of Yom Tov because it wasn't, before Yom Tov came in, designated as something that you're going to move. It was not as firewood. So newly created things are nolad and muktzah. So normally, if you want to change an object status from one thing to another thing, unless you want to designate this chair to be no longer a chair but firewood, you'd have to do something to it. Simply verbal declaration wouldn't be enough. But what you have to do is not exact the exact gedarim. What you have to do is discussed in our Mishnah, at least in the context of taking a piece of fabric that's 3x3 etzibos and rolling it up for use as a wick. Okay? The question is, if you simply fold it into roll it up into a wick shape, but you don't singe the edge of it, so is that considered to be now a wick, or is it just a folded up or rolled up piece of fabric? Because of course you can very easily unroll or unfold the fabric, and it stopped being wick shaped, and now it's back to being patch shaped for a patch. So that is a machlokas here in our Mishnah, whether a rolled up but unsinged piece of fabric is now called a wick. If everyone would agree, once you singe it at the end to prepare it to be a wick, then of course it's a wick. But before that, it's a machlokas. So if you hold that it's not a wick, that means it's still fabric. So then, if it was exactly 3x3 and you're lining it on Friday afternoon, which is Yom Tov, what's going to happen is you're going to keep on, you hold your match to the wick. You have to let it catch light properly. You can't just, so when you're doing that, you're going to end up singeing and beginning to burn the wick. But as soon as you do that, it's now lost its full 3x3 measurement. That's smaller than 3x3. And that being the case, it stops being a piece of fabric and now starts being a wick. The problem is, that's like saying it stops being a chair and now it's firewood. You've created a new thing called nolad, a wick, on Yom Tov, and as such, it's muktzah and you can't use it. So if you hold that rolling it and not singeing it doesn't change it from being a patch to being a wick, so then you cannot use that on Yom Tov if it's exactly 3x3, because as you hold the match to it to let it start catching on fire, you'll be breaking it to less than 3. You'll be breaking it to being a wick, less than 3x3, and that being the case, it would become nolad and muktzah. But if you hold that rolling the patch, 3x3 piece of fabric, for use as a wick is sufficient to now make it a wick, so now when you light it on fire, it doesn't become something new. It already was a wick from before, and that being the case, it's not nolad, it's not muktzah, and you could use it on Friday, which is a Yom Tov, to light your candles for Shabbos. So that is the machlokas in our Mishnah over here, whether or not rolling but not singeing is sufficient to make it stop being a utensil, a kli, is a 3x3 piece of fabric, and now becomes a wick. So the Mishnah says, psilas habeged, if you have a wick that's made up from a piece of fabric, shikipla, that you rolled up, below hivhava, but you didn't singe the end of it. So Rabbi Eliezer Omer Temeir, Rabbi Eliezer holds that's not sufficient to now stop it from being a patch and recreate it, recategorize it as being a wick. And that being the case, it's still Tameya, meaning it could become Tameh, meaning it's still a Kli. It's still a patch, that's Makabel Tuma, not a pine cone, that's a wick, that's not a Kli. It is a Kli. It could become Tameh, because it's not yet downgraded from being a patch down to being a wick. Ve'ein Madlikim Ba, and that being the case, you couldn't use it as a wick on Friday going into Shabbos, or Friday is Yom Tov, and the piece of fabric is exactly 3x3, because then you'll be creating nolad, a new thing that's mukta by lighting a fire with it, dropping it less than 3x3, stopping it from being a patch, and now making it into wick, which is like firewood, which is newly created, which is mukta on Yom Tov. But Rabbi Akiva disagrees. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Tahora, once you roll up that piece of fabric, it's now no longer a patch, it's now a wick. And that being the case, it's Tahora, it no longer is Makabel Tuma because it's lost its 3x3 status. But that being the case, when you set it on fire using it as a wick on Friday, Yom Tov, Erev Shabbos, so then there's no problem because it's not nolad. It was a wick before you lit it on fire, and that you light it on fire, it stays a wick. No nolad, and therefore you could use it. And that's what the Mishnah says, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Tahora, this thing which has been rolled up, even not singed, is now no longer a patch. It's a wick. It can't be Makabel Tuma. But umadlikamba, but you could use it as a wick on Erev Shabbos Tatz Yom Tov because there's no nolad mukta issue.